Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is episode 106, and today we're talking San Diego Comic-Con. I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
And what's up, man?
Not much.
So we are recording this the Tuesday after Comic-Con. A bunch of crazy stuff happened.
Also the Tuesday after the Ohio Twain Comic-Con.
Right.
For those who can go to San Diego.
for those of us who are stuck in Ohio.
One day.
But so instead of covering all the news, right, we're going to talk about our favorite trailers that came out. And so we have some movie trailers and some TV show trailers that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun. But before that, we want to talk.
Are you making that like a demand? It will be fun.
It will be.
That's what it sounded like. Like you're like, it will be fun. No.
Regardless if it's fun or not, it will be fun. I'm going to be like, okay, so. But before we do that, let's talk about Stormborn.
Yeah.
So Game of Thrones episode 2 aired this week on the 23rd. And it picks up right where the first episode left off,
more or less.
So you were saying it felt like a Walking Dead episode a little bit.
No.
Were you being facetious?
Okay.
So,
well, it's because we're going to fall into the pattern that we did with Walking Dead for a while.
Well, see, but here's the beauty of it is we're only going to talk about this for five more weeks.
And no, we're not.
Just a little bit of
you're
the
going
show.
On vacation, so no, we're not.
Well, true, that's true. So we have two
why don't
weeks
we just,
where we're not
why don't
gonna
we just
talk about it.
Agree that we're gonna not talk about it for the next 5 weeks, and we'll talk about the last five or the five episodes in one episode.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
There we go. So, how about that?
We do need to talk about The Leftovers now that you've watched it, though.
Yeah, we can do that at some point.
Because, yeah. But we made some cool new friends at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show that we'll hopefully have on soon.
Yeah.
Like in studio,
yeah,
and much better audio. But I thought this was a really good second episode.
Yeah, it's what I told you was I was hoping, like, we got about halfway through it and I had to pause it for personal reasons. And I was like, I hope this isn't going to be like the first episode where it is a lot of talking, which
right.
is good.
Right.
You know, Benioff and Weiss and their crew do a good job of writing story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I want to have some kind of action happen because the trailer that I seen had a lot of fighting in it and I hadn't seen
right
anything yet.
There was no fighting.
And I'm like,
until the
you
end.
Know, until the last 15 minutes. And then I was like, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the fighting.
I'm like, you know, yeah, some favorites died.
So, okay, here's the thing, though, is a lot of people did not like the Sand Snakes.
I liked that. I love
okay.
those girls.
So did you read the books? I know.
No,
I
didn't read. I read the first book. I've
okay.
never read any of those.
So when
books.
You get to the point where the Red Viper and the Sand Snakes show up
yeah.
in the books, they're amazing. There's eight of them.
Oh, okay.
They're super deadly. You know, Zamora. Well, I can never remember her name. The chick from Torchwood.
Oh, okay.
She's in it, but she's yeah. not like a part of it. The politics of Dorne are much, much more complicated.
Okay.
The two, like the prince is still there. He's involved in the Targaryen restoration project. You know, it's this thing.
Yeah.
And they truncated a lot of that.
Okay.
Like, you know, really kind of the only thing that stayed true was those first few episodes with Pablo and the Red Viper.
Okay.
You know, with Oberyn Martell.
Yeah.
But like the rest of Dorne has just been just
okay.
just tiny little bit of it.
Which sounds like it might actually have been helpful for
it did because they left out characters
yeah.
that by the time you get to Dorne, they're really important.
Oh, okay.
So there's
and
that.
Dorne wasn't a major focus because this is a TV show and
right.
Westeros is the focus.
Well, and I think
and
you know,
the wall and
if
what's
you wanted to
the
add
wall.
Dorne into it. It would have been really, really hard to do.
Well, right, yeah.
So,
well, it's the same as adding all the rest of the smaller kingdoms was mm-hmm. just, you know, just get us there, do what we got to yeah. do there, get us out.
Yeah, like the Mormons, we have
yeah.
them. That's
we
great.
Had our moment with the Mormons. We had our moment with the Greyjoys. Mm-hmm. We had our moment with the Freys.
Right.
And it's like, just get us in, get us out, you know, five episodes or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and if we have to reference back, okay, mm-hmm. you can reference back.
And they do. They've been referencing back, right. which well, has been great.
This season's that like
they've been referencing back to like Robert's Rebellion and
right,
you know,
yeah.
Aegon coming in yep. and taking over Westeros for the first time. Aegon right. and his three dragons. And I have
well,
to
it was
say,
funny because
oh, yeah.
we were at the show on
yeah,
Sunday.
Right.
And it aired Sunday night, obviously. Right. So when I got home, she had started watching it over.
Oh, okay. The last week's.
No, from the beginning.
Oh.
So she was like,
so she's on the
third or fourth
season.
Episode of the first season. And yeah. I'm, you know, I'm sitting there watching it casually and that. And I'm like, you know, I remember most of everything, but I'm like, it's like, I didn't remember that people showed up as soon as they did.
Yeah. That's the fun thing I think about going back on the show is
like Loras Tyrell.
Yeah.
I was like, I forgot that he was like in the fourth episode, and I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, at the Tournament of the yeah. Hand. So I liked where they went with this one, right? They covered the North, John and his thing, going south now.
Right.
So, you know, and John's one of the vocal characters, so he's gonna be in every episode.
Yeah.
I think
until he dies.
Until he dies, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
The things with him and Sansa were good. Arya's storyline was good this week.
Well, and that was what I was going to say is because she had watched, she got, by the time mm-hmm. I got home, we watched up to the fifth episode.
Okay.
So she had watched Nymeria
oh, yeah.
be banished and that. So
how appropriate.
When that happened, and I was like, I'm glad she had watched it mm-hmm. again because she doesn't remember stuff as well as I do when, yeah. when it comes to the referencing of, you know, episodes and that. And when it happened, she was like, is this her wolf coming back?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you just watched that episode, didn't mm-hmm. you? And she's like, yeah. And she goes, I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
She goes, because she goes, I forgot about it.
So did
which
you
it was
the...
obvious that you would forget about something from 4 or 5 years
right.
ago.
And because in the books too, like Nymeria is still ever right. present in the books because Arya has the wolf dreams every night.
Right.
And the super pack. And all of that, which they don't really like. That was the first time we've seen or heard of the super
yeah.
pack, and probably the last because of how expensive that CG
sure.
is. But yeah, so it was cool. Arya understanding that Nymeria needs to be free,
right?
You know, that's not you. Like
right.
when, you know, she had that episode, like Elva just had the episode where,
right.
you know, Ned's like, you'll be a lady of a castle. And she's like, that's not me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not. She's
and
a,
Nymeria
she's
a is
faceless
not
man.
A,
and,
yeah. domesticated creature at this point.
No,
she recognized her obviously. And
now, do you think it took her a second to recognize her, or do you think?
I think once she smelt her, because she wasn't close enough to smell her. Like all
right.
the other wolves were on top of her, and it's like once she got up there and like she was standing above her, and you know, Arya's looking at her. I think
right.
she got a whiff of her and knew who she was.
Yeah,
and you know, because that's what dogs, you know, how dogs usually recognize.
Sure.
People is by their scent, not by their look.
Now, do you think Nymeria like holds any grudge because of the rock throwing to
no.
throw her, get her to go away?
I think she understands.
Do you think
what,
she does? Okay.
You know, so. At this point, you know, and I don't know how the books go, but at this point, she's been running around for
it's years, at
years
this point.
Because
yeah.
the timeline is moving along,
right?
And that, and you know, she survives.
Yeah.
And she's been surviving.
Thrives,
she's built
really,
a family.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like she understands why, at this point, why it was the way it was.
Yeah. And even leading up to that, when she runs into Hot Pie again, who I love Hot
oh,
Pie.
Oh, yeah. That was cool, too.
That
I
was
like,
that was
you
so
know,
great.
Just a
you
little
know,
reference back to
the,
different characters.
Did the big lady find you?
Yeah.
Or
the big lady. Yeah.
And when he's talking about Brienne, he's like, she found me. And
yeah.
Like, you know, Arya was so cryptic.
Yeah. Like, she stopped for a minute, like,
but,
yeah, she found me.
But then when she was talking about going south, and Hoppa's like, why wouldn't you go north and go home to Winterfell?
Didn't know.
And I love that he called it Winterfell,
yeah.
right? Because he's of the north now. Like,
right.
He's not a northman, but he's definitely of the north, like, because he used to call it Winterhell and, you know, all of that and really didn't understand. But when he informed her
yeah.
that, you know, no, the Boltons are all dead. You know, Jon Snow took
yeah.
is the king of the north. He took
your brother.
You know, yeah, your brother
yeah,
took
your
everything back.
Well, and I was, you know, talking to somebody at work about it, and I said, I think now that she's ran into Nymeria,
yeah.
that she might start heading south again.
Well, maybe, but when she was, so she was at that crossroad, right, where
yeah.
she was getting on the horse, and she started to head south, and I was like, no, go north, go, I was talking to
yeah.
myself and to the TV, and then when she turned the horse, I was like, yes, like, she's gonna go home.
I don't think she will.
You don't?
No, I think she needs to finish her list. I think that, you know, it is a mission. She's on a mission.
So
I really, if anybody kills Cersei, I want it to be her, actually.
She'll run into John on the way to White Harbor.
Or that, yeah.
So I think those are like, you know, I don't know. I want that. I want that scene with her and Sansa.
Yeah.
More than anything.
But I think that'll be at the end.
You think? The two of them have changed so much, yep. Yet they're right back in those roles that they were in the first episode.
Right.
You know, she's the tomboyish, you know.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to fall under any of the norms of their
right.
current society. And Sansa is exactly where she wants to be.
Right.
She's in line to be the queen.
Now she's queen of the North.
Yeah. Well,
when he's gone, she's the queen.
She is. And that was great, too.
Well, and it would make sense for Arya to be back at the end of all this when, you know, because it has to end.
So the other big monkey wrench, which I'm assuming is going to happen next week, because it looks like Bran is coming back and they're going to know he's alive. And he's the Lord of Winterfell.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess
he's the true born heir. Right. And Rob is dead. Rickon's dead.
Yeah.
He's the son. Like, you know, Sansa.
Unless he stays at the wall.
I don't see him doing that because I think he has to get to that Stark, to the Winterfell Weirwood tree.
Yeah.
I think that's like the safest place for him to fight the White Walkers,
the
army of the dead.
Of it all in it.
Just because it's such a. It's so. There used to be weirwood trees, like you know, in the books.
Yeah,
there were weirwood trees everywhere, and they cut them down. And very few families kept the trees. And the one at Winterfell is especially big,
right?
Compared to, you know,
well, it's the because the religions had changed over the years, and you know, religious figures fall.
Yep,
religious
they come
figures
and go.
Rise. You know,
but
the Lord of Light,
the Lord of Light, the night is dark and full of terrors. But you know what I mean.
It was cool to see. Things that happen with, you know, people coming back that hadn't been seen in a little while. I mean, Melisandre had been kind of off the grid.
Well, because she ran for her life from...
Yeah.
Which it looks like they're going to run back into each other again in Dragonstone, so...
Davos. Yeah.
So, the Onion Knight.
I seen an article, you know, and we're stretching this a little bit, but I seen an article where somebody was talking about... Robert's trueborn son.
Oh, Gendry.
Gendry.
Yeah, the bastard.
Coming back.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff like Gendry.
Well, people are like hoping that he finds
her.
Greyjoy.
Theon.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because they said he would have been smart enough not to go back to Westeros, but that there's enough islands between Dorne and Dragonstone that he might have just. You know, moved on to one of them.
Right.
And then he sees the battle from his wherever he is.
Oh, and he goes out and
he goes out to see what's going on.
That's an interesting way to bring him
back.
That
would be cool if they did it.
There is that picture in like that season long trailer where they're showing stuff and they're beyond the wall. And there's a group of them in a circle. And like one of the guys, like they've focused in on this a lot where he's holding a warhammer that looks like Robert's warhammer.
Well, yeah.
So like Gendry could very well be wielding.
The cool thing they made a point of is that Gendry. Was now I can't remember what they're called.
A blacksmith.
Yeah. So he could make Dragonstone into weapons.
Right. So so that's the other thing is I think Sam's going to figure out the secret to Valyrian steel.
Yeah.
And I think, like, and
do you think that Jorah is tied to that?
I do. I think Jorah's tied to it as much as he brings Sam to Dragonstone.
Yeah.
And says, hey, this guy saved my life. This is what the Night Watch needs. We need to help these people because this is my dad's legacy, and I want to do something right by the Mormons for once in my life.
Jorah will take his dad's place.
Maybe
at the wall.
That would be great.
That would be cool.
But yeah, man,
that was just gruesome,
dude.
I said, is every episode this season going to have like the gross factor? To
it? And like the digging into the pus and then the pie, like you know, it's like the soup into the poop.
Cut, yeah, that intercutting thing that they did last week, they did again this week, and I'm like, why?
they just ruined chicken pot pie for me.
Yeah.
Forever. Anyway,
makes me want to eat it more.
Yum.
No, but I thought it was cool. Like you know, it was like. Watching a surgical operation happen like that, and you're thinking like, this is like kind of probably what they did during the Civil War.
Right.
You know, just cutting pieces of people off. And I'm like, I forget that actor's name, but man, he, his reactions were like, yeah, that, that looks really painful, but I mean, it's not like you're really feeling that, but man, you're doing a really good job of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bite this.
Yeah. Yeah. Bite down.
Oh, God, just peeling it back the way he's peeling it back and just, oh, wow.
This is going to kind of hurt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. That was a, yeah, that was a rough one.
But it, I mean, this was a good episode.
It was. It was very good. And then we talked about Euron already a little bit.
Yeah.
Killing the sand snakes. The prize is obviously
two of them.
Well, two. Yeah. Two of the three. Which
well,
the
now
one,
we know what the prize is.
Well, yeah, it's her. Yeah. And then, but the thing is like, you know, the one was gonna die because she's in the Defenders and she's Colleen Wing.
Yeah.
She's in Star Wars now.
Yeah.
And then
oh, she's in Star Wars too.
Yeah, she's one of the Black Squadron.
Oh, really?
X-Wing fighters.
Was she in the first one?
Yep.
Okay.
So
that's right.
Anyway, okay. So
she didn't get an action figure.
No, right? Hell. You know, you think they would
they
have.
Should have done all the Black Squadron, including well, they did your boy.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Grunberg. Grunberg. If he shows up on Game of Thrones, I'm gonna be so mad. So mad.
He's one of the dragons.
Oh, man. He's the voice of the dragon. Like, they decide to make it talk, and it's Greg Grunberg. And, like, you just see, you drive by, and you see my TV in the front yard.
I'll stop and grab it.
Yeah. Anyway, but, yeah, you know, it's just one of those things where it's so good. And the way Euron came down on that,
oh, yeah,
that,
yeah,
that pike was... thing and, you know. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Nobody's been able, I haven't found, like, I've been watching YouTube videos since it happened, obviously.
Sure.
Was that the two sand snakes hanging? The one hanging and the one impaled? Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And man, that's brutal. And they took no time in just mounting them as
well,
trophies.
Well, I mean, them mounted on the ship as trophies and Theon looking up at them. It's like, you know, that pang of regret that he didn't stand up to his uncle.
But honestly, what was he going to do?
Die.
Yeah, exactly. So
he had a little reek moment, but I think it was more the survival thing than it was the reek thing.
You do? Because I think when he was looking around and seeing the people being mutilated, reek kicked in.
Well, reek kicked in when the sword dropped, but him jumping off the boat, that was Theon.
Yeah.
I think Theon's no idiot.
It was Theon coming to grips with, I don't know what to do in this situation, so I'm going to do the one thing I've never done right.
Run.
And run.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm not, I don't have anything else to be cut off. So,
and he doesn't want to sit there and watch Yara.
I think he'll get Euron in the end.
You think he's gonna be
the one
that,
takes Euron? And that, you know,
now,
I don't know if his sister will survive, but
I was gonna say, does Yara die?
I don't know.
I think she does.
I hope not. I like her too.
I do like her. I like her a lot. And she's a really good, I like that,
you know,
actress.
The thing about this show is that they don't force it on you to like the female characters. They just write them the way that I like females.
They just write good characters.
Well, right. But I mean, like, females that are, you know, strong, not aggressive strong, but just strong.
Right.
And have their mind set. It's the kind of females I like. So I'm like, I like, you know, Cersei. She's maybe the bad girl I like.
The bad girl. That's your lady
she
love.
She killed a bunch of people.
She blew up a church.
She blew up a church.
So
she blew up like Vatican City is what she blew up.
She killed like 40% of King's Landing.
Yeah.
Like she's killed
and
more people.
And nobody said anything
she's
about
killed
it.
More people in King's Landing than Stannis did.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah.
And you're right. Nobody, because they're all afraid of her.
Well,
and
yeah.
So that's what Lady Olenna was talking about. Like, you're not a sheep, you're a dragon.
Yeah.
But, like, Tyrion has a point, man. You don't want to, like, these people have, like, gone from one fearful ruler to the next. And you know, I think what Lady Olenna forgets, or just doesn't really know or understand, is Dany has spent her entire life building up across the Narrow Sea.
Yeah.
You know, it's Dragon's Bay now. It's not Slaver's Bay. Marine is a safe place to live. You know, Karth is a better place than she left it. You know, like all the slave cities are now free
cities. It's the whole thing, like, you know, watching the journey from the beginning. And it's like, you know, I got a little bit of it from just watching a few episodes. That character is stronger because of all the bad shit that happened to her. I mean, you know, with Drogo dying, losing a child, you know, the way she lost a child, finding out that you have dragons mm-hmm. and that you can walk through fire.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's, no, you're right. It's like she's the sum of all those experiences right. now. And Lady Elena is just sat on her butt eating cheese in Highgarden for decades.
She's seen some
stuff. She has, you're right. But I think
it's the thing where she's like, don't lay down.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty much what I got out of that was don't take crap from mm-hmm. anybody.
But I wonder, does Tyrion know she framed him? Like that her and Littlefinger were responsible for killing Joffrey?
Oh, I don't know.
And I'm really interested to see how he reacts to that.
If he finds out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I think Sansa will take out Littlefinger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really do.
On their wedding night.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Then the last thing is we have to talk about this.
What?
Grey Worm and Missandei.
Yeah.
So.
He's still unsullied.
Yeah. So.
I was like, good for you.
Hold on. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How's it going?
You're on the air.
You're live.
Oh, it's live. You guys already started.
Well, we wanted to have you just kind of call in and have a call. Cool. Won't you introduce yourself? Cool. Everyone knows your voice. Hello, everyone.
Yeah. My name's David Griffin from Collider Video.
Woohoo.
Freshly off my 5-day craziness of San Diego Comic-Con.
Has your liver forgiven you yet?
Yeah, it's getting back to normal. It takes a few days to kind of settle in again.
Cool. Well, we were just finishing up talking about Game of Thrones.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so, and another great episode.
Yeah, we were just talking about Missandei and Grey Worm and their tryst.
I mean, that's great, but it's kind of a one-sided relationship. I mean, I'm happy for him, but it's a little one-sided.
So there was this thing that was it like popped up. It was like Variety or someone was mm-hmm. talking about the history of eunuchs and how they were sought after husbands.
He's not.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not a eunuch.
Well, but even like with castration and things like that.
Yeah.
Like these, like in the, like, you know, David, I know you hate this term, but in the time of Game of Thrones.
Right, right, yeah.
In the time of Game of Thrones.
It's like, Brian, it's not real history. There is no time of Game of Thrones. It's but not real.
In the world of Game of Thrones.
In the comparable time period on Earth.
Yeah.
Like, apparently they were sought after, and the church was really against women marrying them because it was that one-sided thing, and they didn't want to have sex used for pleasure and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, because he still has all of his equipment.
No, they cut him.
No, they didn't cut him. Remember, he told her that he still had his.
Is that true?
I don't think so. But Elvis don't said, quote Elvis me on said that. It.
Hold on.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you're probably right. I mean, I haven't read the books in so long, but I thought they had nothing down there. But
yeah, I thought they just took like berries. What?
Only him.
Oh, only
because
him.
He was a leader. All the rest of the Unsullied are snip.
Huh.
They're all Theon Greyjoy.
Yeah, but if that was the case, so like, why would he be so awkward about taking off his pants?
Yeah.
I think it was just the matter of he's not supposed to. He's not. He's not supposed to.
Interesting. Well, I guess we'll find out soon.
Yeah,
we will. All right, so the second episode was great. We loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So our San Diego Comic-Con correspondent has called in. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
I
appreciate the title. Great title. Thank you.
Well, I did give you that shirt, so.
That's true.
Although I do have to say, your My Little Pony shirt game, on point.
What?
Thanks.
He had a My Little Pony button-up shirt. It was awesome. What? Yeah. He's Haley's best friend now.
Oh. He's gone brony on us.
Yeah, are you a brony? Yeah.
What's a brony? What is that?
Do you know what a brony is? You don't?
I know what a bro is, but what's a brony?
Okay, so a brony is a male fan of My Little Pony.
No, I just like the shirt. I just like the shirt.
I just like the shirt.
Yeah, I've actually
Twinkie
never watched
Pie
that.
Twinkie Pie is my favorite.
He likes Doctor Who's, even though he doesn't watch
Doctor Who's.
He doesn't watch Doctor Who, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Doctor
Who, the one British show David doesn't watch.
I tried it. It's true? Okay. I tried it. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
It's not a period piece.
I mean, it's like magical NCIS. I mean, you know, they solve it. Every episode, they solve it. Solve crime.
Yeah,
or
there
whatever.
You go. So, all right, man. So how was Comic-Con this year?
It was a lot of fun. It was crazy. I was in ballroom 20 most of the time.
Okay. Is that the CW?
That's like the CW. Outlander was there, which they actually showed the first episode, which was awesome. So I got to see, you know, Ronald D. Moore was there, of course, from Battlestar Galactica. You know, yeah, it was mostly the television, you know, because we had a huge team. We had like 20 people there. So we had groups in Hall H, wow, which is where like Stranger Things and, of course, Marvel and DC were. But I was in Ballroom 20, which is the second largest room. It holds about almost, I think, like 2,500 people. And so I was there for most of the TV stuff.
So do you have to wait in line or does Collider get you in as like press?
Sometimes. This year we had to wait in line because we didn't have a CW contact. But like for Hall H stuff, all of our people just got right in.
That's cool. Because you were saying at Celebration, you guys got right into everything.
Celebration was so nice because they really care about the press. And it helps because it's all Marvel. It's all Disney. It's all, mm-hmm, you know, Star Wars. So it's harder with San Diego Comic-Con because it's a bunch of different studios, right, there. So it's hard to find a connect to get in.
Before we talk more about Celebration, did anybody go to D23 from Collider?
Yeah, Christian and Mark, the guys who run the Schmoes or the Schmodown,
okay,
they went there.
Okay.
They saw all the trailers. They saw, you know, the Infinity War trailer, which is the same trailer they showed at Comic-Con. And yeah, okay, yeah, they had a good time. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I was wondering how that went, like if anybody did that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's,
I guess,
turning into the new San Diego.
It is, and they ran it like a week before, which is crazy. And also, I know Mark Ellis said that the Lion King footage, like he said, if you think the Jungle Book looked good, he's like, wait till you see Lion King. He said it's insane.
Oh, cool.
Basically,
cool.
He saw the whole opening sequence of the sun rising and, you know, Simba being held up in front of the crowd of animals. Nice. He said it's just it's incredible. So I'm excited for that.
Since you mentioned the Lion King.
Oh, sorry.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Since you mentioned the Lion King, obviously, yeah, they said James Earl Jones is playing Mufasa.
Ooh, say it again.
So they said they're having issues with who to cast as Scar, and I'm like, Jeremy Irons is still alive.
Didn't they?
Yeah, just
I thought
him.
They cast that.
Well, they haven't cast it yet. They said they're having trouble finding somebody like Jeremy Irons, and I'm like, why don't you just cast Jeremy Irons?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to use James Earl Jones, you might as well use Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, yeah, like recast everybody else, but those two, it's like, why not?
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah, makes sense to me.
Ah, bring Whoopi Goldberg back, too. And
Whoopi,
Just bring, Matthew Broderick.
No, yeah, we don't need Matthew Broderick back.
Are they going to sing?
I don't know.
Yeah, because Beyonce's in it, Beyonce.
Oh, well, there you go.
Why?
Who's she playing?
Did they have auto-tune on the Serengeti?
Beyonce does not need auto tune.
She's playing Nala.
Yeah, she's Nala. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
John Legend is Simba.
There you go. So, well, John Oliver's the bird.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Zazu.
That's a good idea. I like
Zazu.
That.
Yeah.
Zazu.
Got the lovely bunch of coconuts.
Diddly dee. Yeah.
All right. So,
classic.
So, did you get to see all like the Flash and Arrow and Legends and the 100 all that?
The 100 was cool because this isn't a spoiler. Like the writer said this in the panel. Wait, are you guys caught up with the 100 or Johnny? You don't watch it, do you?
I don't watch it.
I don't watch
not,
the 100.
The only two I'm not caught up with are
Flash
Arrow and Flash.
Right, well,
Supergirl,
I
was like two episodes behind.
Wait, is the 100? That's someone in Riverdale, right?
What?
Yeah, the one in Riverdale. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Pop's Diner. Yeah
there you go.
I was going to say, is there a crossover?
Yeah, probably. It's
the
CW.
Or it's the past of the 100.
Yes, so. Exactly.
No, the 100 sounds pretty cool. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a soft reboot in a way, in the sense that, you know, they're skipping 6 years. He did tell us that ship that we see at the end is a ship from our time, meaning, like, it's a ship from, like, you know, I guess before the nuclear war happened.
Wait.
So maybe the people were in cryo sleep or something like that, which is pretty cool.
Huh. Buck Rogers.
Yeah. So, it sounds pretty cool. I'm excited for
prisoners.
I'm thinking
prisoners.
Buck Rogers and a little robot going beat it.
It's
but yeah, Arrow, Flash and Legends. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. They each showed a little sizzle reel. It's just like after like the fifth one, you know, we were there. Josh and I were there for 10 hours in ballroom 20. So
one day?
No, one day. I was there for 10 hours the day before.
You were in one room for 10 hours?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got up maybe, you know, every now and then to, like, get a snack, or we had to shoot a couple of videos, but we were in that room for 10 hours. Yeah, definitely.
What? Now you know what it's like to work at Kroger.
Did they give you hazard pay?
Yeah, we got, I mean, you know, you get paid, you get your meals taken care of. So, I mean, you know, they take care of us. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How are the parties?
Parties, that's where, like, you know, the magic happens. Because, I mean, I don't mean to sound jaded, but I've been to, this is my 8th Comic-Con in a row.
He's a pro.
So, so I've been going a long time. So the parties are kind of where it's at. I mean, we went to a party every night. That's the thing. You go to Comic-Con, you go to bed at 2:30, you wake up at 6:30 every day for 5 days. You don't really get a lot of sleep, but it was fun. I know, right? Yeah. No, like, I have to get some sleep.
It's like going to South by Southwest, though. It's the same thing. You know, it's
right.
DragonCon.
Yeah.
Right.
Except with DragonCon, there's not. The only thing that's different with Comic-Con is it's basically like L.A. It's more Hollywood. Comic-Con's the most Hollywood convention there is, because, right, outside of CineCon, because all the celebrities, most of them live in L.A., so they drive down. Like, I went to the WB to television party, and, like, I got in there, and I looked to my right. I was like – I mean, Diggle was, like, 6 inches away from me with this girl that he was hanging out with, and the guy from the Originals was there, and all the Flash cast was there. Like, it's just like, oh, you're hanging out with all the cast members from all the shows. Mm-hmm. It's kind of – yeah, it was fun, though. It was a good time.
Are they as nice
plus they're all open bar. Everything's open bar, which is great. Yeah. For the most part. Yeah, everybody seems nice. I mean, cool. There's a couple people I didn't talk to, like David Ramsey Diggle had this girl with him, and they were, you know, together. They were having a good time. So I didn't want to bug him. Sure. You know, I was going to say hi. But I noticed, I saw him, he was staying at my same hotel. And on Sunday, he was getting in his truck, or he was being driven somewhere. And there were fans that went up to him, and he was nice. Like, he was packing his stuff up, but he took the time to stop, and he took like 3 or 4 pictures. He seems like a nice guy for sure. Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of them seem, you know, like genuinely fan friendly.
Except
at
for
this
that
point.
Stephen Amell. Man, that guy hates his fans.
You know what? I think if I was him, I understand why he is not out as much as the rest of them, like, you know, at parties and stuff like that. He does do a lot of fan friendly stuff and fan active stuff, but he's one of the ones that I would believe probably does have a stalker, and we haven't heard about
it. Yeah. And also, too, like with him, you got to realize he has a wife and a kid, a young daughter. Yeah. So, I mean, he's, you know, I think he's more protective. I've met him. He's a nice guy, but I think he's more protective probably for sure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. With a kid and a wife and that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that factors in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think most of these guys live in Canada, so not to worry too much about that. But no, it was a lot of fun.
Happiest place in the world.
Happiest place in the world. I like Canada. Yeah, I used to live in Buffalo, so I used to go to Toronto.
I've never been to Canada, but I've worked with people from Canada, and it's like,
it's a good place.
Canada's awesome. Canada is
good
great.
People.
Anyway,
good people.
But so, what's the coolest thing you saw?
Coolest thing. I really appreciate. We talked about this on TV Talk yesterday. I really appreciated the Family Guy and especially the Simpsons panel. It was cool to see Matt Groening up there, who's worth. I mean, who knows how much money he's actually worth? And he still shows up. They take fan questions. They give away these really nice prizes. Groening was actually drawing these poster sized, images of Pooh and handing them out. Like, if you asked a question, you got a prize. And Groening, this is their 29th season. Groening doesn't need to show up, you know. He doesn't need to, but, like, he still loves the fans and he loves the Simpsons. So it was cool to see, like, probably the Simpsons panel, even though I don't watch the show anymore. I really appreciated the panel.
That's cool.
But if I had a favorite thing, it would probably be Outlander. Again, I didn't get to go to Ballroom or Hall H, so I didn't see any of that footage, except for on YouTube.
Yeah.
But, like, when I was in Ballroom 20, probably Outlander, because, like, Ronald D. Moore came out. And they said, like, hey, let's show that trailer one more time. And then he's like, no. How about we show him the first episode? And everybody freaked out. Nice. And it's cool watching an Outlander episode with, like, 2,500 people.
That is cool.
Pretty cool.
And you saw the Batman Harley Quinn full,
I did. I forgot about that.
Feature, right?
Yeah, and that's good, too. Definitely I'd recommend people pick that up when that comes out. It's definitely an homage to Batman the Animated Series. It's Bruce Timm. There's a lot of comedy. It's very funny.
Is Harley the Harlequin doll, or is she slutty dominatrix Harley?
A little bit of both. She's tough, but she's also, like, you know, very sexual. But she's really funny, too. And the girl from, I forget her name, but from The Big Bang Theory, does a great job. Like, she has that voice down, for sure.
Oh,
she's
really good. Melissa Rauch.
I forget her name.
Melissa Rauch.
She's very good.
Did you see The Bronze with her and Sebastian Stan?
No.
Oh, you have to watch that movie. I know you're not a huge comedy guy, but it's a funny movie. It's well worth it. It's raunchy. Okay.
Yeah, I like her. I mean, I don't watch Big Bang Theory anymore, but I always liked her.
I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't watch Big Bang Theory either.
No. I stopped a long time ago.
Still going strong. Yeah.
47 Somehow. Seasons later. And a spinoff, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah,
spin-off. The Sheldon spinoff.
Yeah, that's right.
So cool, man. Well,
I saw another insight. I'm sure your listeners will be interested in is the Gifted footage. Not great. Oh, impressed with the Gifted. Yeah,
we were going to talk about that in the trailer. This is good. So, the first trailer for the Gifted, I was not a fan of. I'm not really super excited about Vampire Bill being on a show.
Yeah. Well, they showed us that they released a trailer, but what they only showed us exclusive to Comic-Con was like about 15 minutes of footage. It was basically three or four different scenes stringed together from the pilot. Okay. And it's a very just okay show. Like it's not horrible. It's just very safe. There's nothing unique or that stands out. It's just a very safe show. I think that's what kind of disappointed me. Like the high school drama. Because, like, you know, we had 13 Reasons Why come out. 13 Reasons Why did such a good job with high school stuff, you know. And then you see the high school footage here. It's like, okay. Then you see the superhero footage. Like, it's okay. Again, it's just okay. It's just nothing that stands out. I don't know how well it'll do when it comes out. I'm not sure.
I'm sure Fox will change the order for everything. Anyway,
I'm sure they will. Yeah, I'm sure they'll mess it up.
I'm sure it'll be canceled by January.
Right. January. Right.
It comes out in December, right?
Oh, even better.
So, cool. You have any other questions for him?
No. Well, I mean, did you walk the floor at all, or
On preview night, I did a lap.
Oh, okay.
I kind of went around the lap, just seeing what was out there. Yeah, it's so crowded on the floor. So many people.
Was there anything interesting that you've seen, like that really popped out to you, or anything? Like, we probably seen it in pictures, but I mean, personally seeing it.
I mean, I like kind of going down Artist Alley. It's cool to see some of the artists that are there. You know, all of a sudden you'll walk by somebody, you know, you'll see like Jay Lee or, you know, Bruce Timm. Like I was just walking by one of the booths and there's like, oh, there's Bruce Timm. Bruce Timm was doing artwork for people. You know,
visit Joe Caroni?
Huh?
Do you visit Joe Caroni's booth?
I have not visited Joe Caroni. No. I remember
Friend of the show, Joe Caroni.
I think I told you this story, Brian. It was, this is probably 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago. And I remember, who was it? I think it was Gabrielle Bond, Fabio Moon were out. And I saw their booth and I was like, okay, I went up to him. I said, hey guys, I'm a big fan of Day Trippers. I love your guys' art. Mm-hmm. And then one of the brothers did that book with Jared Way back in the day too. I think it might have been Gabrielle Bond.
The Umbrella Academy?
Yeah, the Umbrella Academy. Yeah,
that's a good one.
And then I looked around and there was like some other Brazilian guys. And I'm like, is this like, I told him, like, is this the Brazilian booth? And they said, yeah, we all flew in together. And I said, is Raphael here? And Raphael Albuquerque, like, pokes his head up out of somewhere.
Nice.
And says, hey, come on.
Nice.
Yeah, like, it was all the Brazilian guys flew down together. Yeah, like, I love Artist Alley. You just never know who you're going to see over there.
So you're the other guy that like Day Trippers.
Day Trippers.
I love
that.
That's one of my favorite books of all time.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. I love
that book. Very cool.
Yeah.
It's all a shame they ended that, like, way too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was the best cosplay you saw?
Cosplay, because I was stuck in Ballroom 20, I didn't see a lot of it. But this one woman had this really good, nice Evil Queen costume from Once Upon a Time. It was really good. It looked just like the real thing.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Did you give up on that one?
I didn't give up. I just watched it in bulk.
Yeah, I gave up back over when Frozen was on. Whenever the Frozen arc was going on, I was like, that's enough. I get it.
We gave up halfway through this past season, and we just
they're rebooting it. Like there's like a new young kid. Well, the kid's older now, so it's weird. Like they're rebooting it.
Is it a different actor, or is it still the same actor?
No, it's a different actor for the young boy. But now there's this whole new story. There's like another guy. It's like they showed the beginning of the first episode. It's like this young girl, comes up, knocks on the door, just like in the first episode of the first season. And there's this other guy who says, hey, you're my dad. And then it's like, okay. So they're just rebooting.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just gender swap switching and go.
At that point, it's kind of time to end it.
Yeah.
We have a new show. Here's season 7, folks. New show. Yeah.
It's a soft pilot.
Like Danny Cooksey coming on Different Strokes.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Cool, man. Cool. Johnny had fun with cosplayers on Sunday.
Yeah, if you look at my profile picture on Facebook, you'll see.
He's putting stickers all over them.
I did not put any stickers on anybody.
Stickers.
They put stickers on each other, and we got to watch the show.
That's funny. Yeah, it's a good time. It's all, I always tell people it's worth. I mean, what, like you said, you guys are at a convention. If you can go to one, no matter which one it is, they're definitely worth going to. Yeah, they're always fun.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you drink a lot of fluids and take care of yourself so you don't get the con crud afterwards.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty rough. It's rough.
we've both been going to cons for a long time, David. So yeah, we both know.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're
coming out of
yeah.
one of those. You could be like, you know, either really fine or deathly sick.
Yeah.
Make sure you have hand sanitizer.
Another one. Hand sanitizer.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you want to share your exciting news for TV Talk? Because I don't think Johnny knows.
I don't know.
Yeah, so TV Talk next week is going to be going under a new format. We're going to be going daily, which is the exciting part.
Wow.
And we're looking at – it's going to be scaled down, though, in a sense. So we're going to do like 25 to 30 minutes per show. It's going to be daily but shorter. It's probably only going to be 2 to 3 people max. It'll be more kind of like in like a conversation. You know, it'll be like McCougan, myself – you know, maybe me and Emma, Josh and Sinead, me and Sinead. And, you know, we'll be able to cover more television, more shows sooner. And it should be fun. Yeah, it's going to be a shorter format, but we're going to go daily starting Monday, August 31st.
I think you and Emma.
September 3rd. July 3rd.
No,
July 31st. I give you more in August. Sorry, July 31st.
I think you and Emma should be the dream team, right? Because you're the two who watch the most TV out of all four of you.
Josh watches a lot of TV. I mean, Josh binges better than I do. He's a faster binger than I am. I don't know. I think we all watch a lot. We just watch different things.
Yeah, but Josh has horrible opinions. Just horrible opinions.
McCougar's a funny guy.
I sit there, I agree with Josh sometimes, but more often than not, I want to throw a shoe at the TV. It's like, did you not pay attention? Anyway, no, it's fun. It's a great show.
That Ozark show, we're both loving. That's okay. Definitely a good show you should be watching. Ozark is great.
That was on my list just because Jason Bateman was in it, and it's going to be binged here probably
this week. That looks interesting.
So.
It definitely looks interesting.
That before The Defenders. Are you looking forward to The Defenders?
That's another thing. See, again, not in Hall H. I missed all that. So on TV Talk this week, McCouga and Emma did a review, like a non-spoiler review of episode one. So they showed episode one.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess it was a great panel. I guess, you know, like Bernthal just like walked on stage out of nowhere and said, like, let's show him some Punisher footage, you know, of course, which is not online. And then they also said, like, hey, let's show him the first episode of I think Jeff Loeb said, like, hey, we have some more footage we want to show you, and it's exactly as long as the first episode. So I heard it's good. I heard it's a little slow, but not like in a bad way. I think it's just, you know, building this, 'cause it's only 8 episodes, so it's going to be a short season. But I think they're just building the characters and all that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. But I'm also hesitant after Iron Fist, even though I know that this is not the same showrunning team. This is the showrunning team that did Daredevil season 2, which I loved. Mm-hmm. So that gives me hope. And Sigourney Weaver in the trailers looks fantastic. Like,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, hey, congrats on getting the 5-day week pickup.
Yeah,
for TV
thank you.
Talk. That's awesome. That's awesome. And there's more good news you'll hopefully be able to share with us soon. But
I hope so. Yeah, something's crossed. Going on tomorrow. It should be a lot of fun. Yeah, we'll
Very
see.
Cool. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys, as always. Yeah.
Our San Diego Comic-Con correspondent, David Griffin.
I'm here. That's what I'm here for, guys. Anytime you need me, I'll be on the floor reporting the news.
Maybe one day we'll be out there with you.
That'd be great.
You can get badges anytime
but
we want.
I'm not spending 10 hours in a room.
Well, no, we get to walk around and do stuff.
Yeah, you guys can do what you want. You guys don't work for Collider. You can do what you want.
We'll have exhibitor badge or vendor badges.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you have that hookup. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, David. Right.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
All right. That's always fun. I love David. He cracks me up. All right. So let's get to these trailers.
Yeah.
We have a few minutes left. Let's. Do you want to start with the movies? Or
yeah, we'll
TV?
Do the movies first.
Okay.
We can pretty much blaze through that.
These are in no particular order.
Oh, no problem there. Yeah.
So the first was Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
4 minutes, 11 seconds.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I loved it. Like,
it looks good. Yeah.
From beginning to end, I think it was a great trailer. This is everything they should have done with Batman versus Superman, as far as like setting up the tone and things like that.
Right.
And I heard someone say that this was the first Justice League trailer. I was like, no, there was that crappy one they did last year at Comic-Con.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like it was kind of like the first one. Now my only gripe so far, right, is we're seeing these suits in action.
Yeah.
Like the Flash's suit does not look good.
I don't know. I mean, you know,
like I don't know if it's not finished. Like not like they're. I think effect wise,
they're not finished with everything, and that his suit mainly looks like a CG suit.
Yeah.
I mean, Cyborg, of all the costumes. Yeah. It's like Cyborg looks fit together.
Cyborg looked the best in this trailer that he's looked in anything so far. And then there's that one part where Aquaman's like sitting down and his armor's like riding up on his neck.
Yeah, I can
like,
see that.
You know,
happening
it's kind of like, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There, it's just like.
Just look at every Klingon on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah, that's
kind of
what it looks like,
up,
right?
Yeah.
But it's like season one of The Flash on CW.
Yeah.
Barry's mask did not fit him right at all that entire season.
Yeah.
You know, so there is that. But no, it looked great. Him surfing the parademon through the building and out.
The coolest looking scene.
And the best part about that was when he just flicked his hair back.
Yeah.
He was like, hello.
Yeah, that was awesome. And it was cool that we get to see the end of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I mean, in all honesty, it's like the end of Wonder Woman leads right into this movie.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's cool. That's cool that they did that. It's cool that we will get to see Themyscira in this as well. So, you know, it just looks like a fun movie.
Yeah, I liked having Steppenwolf show up, and like we didn't see all of him, but we saw a good portion of him. And
now, who do you think showed up at the cave?
I heard someone say Supergirl.
You think so?
But I think it's Superman.
Because it's like, Captain Marvel.
It looks like red. Maybe
it's
Captain Marvel. Yeah, that would be. But his cape is white.
Well, that would. Well, but his suit's orange.
Well,
so,
but like the cape goes over his right shoulder.
Right, yeah, but
so
I mean,
it been white.
It hangs though from a button, so
I
it's
get
like
it.
On a.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that would be cool.
It would make it. It kind of. I was like, well, that kind of would be cool because it would have been Billy walking up to the manor, and saying Shazam, and that's what you see the Jurassic Park cup.
Yeah.
And then it's like he shows up in there and it's like, you know, Bruce said you would be here. Yeah. And it's like, because it would be that whole recruiting thing and lead into that movie that was announced as what, the next movie?
Yep. That's the next one. That
goes
into
production.
So
it would make sense that, you know, I mean, Superman's going to be back. We know that already. They've announced that they have to CG his mustache.
Yeah.
Out.
Why didn't he just shave his mustache?
Because Paramount put it in the contract for the Mission Impossible thing that he can't shave it because they knew they were going to have to go back and do reshoots. Dude. So Paramount's being a little pissy.
What a bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
Paramount. Pfft. When was the last time Paramount put out a good movie?
Star Trek Boligo. Or Star Trek Beyond.
Okay, last year.
Yeah.
They haven't put out anything good this year.
I don't remember anything that's come out this year from Paramount.
Anyway.
I'm sure something's come out, but
I'm sure, but it's crap.
It's just that playing the
grow his mustache back.
The Hollywood game thing. It's like,
it's so stupid.
That's all it is. It's just the Hollywood game.
Anyway. All right. Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Hulk talks.
Which I've been waiting for, to be honest. You know,
Hulk talks.
Well, World War Hulk, he talks the whole time.
I know, but
you
Hulk
know.
Talks.
Yeah. Hulk like fire.
Yeah.
Thor like water.
No. Well,
Hulk raging fire.
And
Thor
the cool thing with Banner being like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
What happened? Where am I?
We fought. I won easily.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that happened.
That doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right. Yeah.
This looks great. Valkyrie looks awesome. Teresa Thompson, I love her.
Well, and the Valkyries riding horses. I'm like,
so
yes.
Is that a flashback? Or do you think
I don't know.
Like a climactic scene where they're coming to save Asgard?
That would look awesome if it is.
And Cate Blanchett as Hela.
No, the coolest
is perfect.
The coolest thing in the trailer was the end where Hulk is flying at Surtur.
Yep.
Well, and I'm like, Wait a minute. That's Surtur?
And did you see who's the voice of Surtur?
No, who?
Clancy Brown.
Nice.
So
nice.
Can't go wrong with Clancy Brown. You know, I was all in for Thor after the first.
Yeah.
Like Thor Ragnarok after the first one. This, November 3rd can't get here fast enough.
Yep.
So, Bright.
Yeah, looks good.
It looks good. But the War Machine with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
That trailer looked good.
See, I don't ever remember seeing a trailer for that, so...
That movie was horrible.
But Will Smith's a decent enough actor, and Joel Edgerton.
See, I love Joel Edgerton. I like Will Smith, too. I'm not...
And
like,
just
like,
Joel Edgerton in that makeup.
Yeah, he looks so good.
I'm like, he still, did a good job in the preview, so it's like... It's Netflix. So if you have
I think that Netflix movies have not been on the same level as TV shows. And this to me feels a little bit like Alien Nation.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Hopefully it can step up at the movie game for Netflix. Because I am excited for it. Like, you know, I see this trailer and I'm like, man, it was so good, but I have such guarded guarded nature because of it.
We were talking about Will Smith and that, and I'm like, I think that whoever his agent is finding stuff for him that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you didn't see him in Independence Day Resurgence.
Yeah.
Is because
we were talking about that on Sunday.
Yeah. I think that like his agent was like, you don't need to do this movie. Yeah. But I think like something like this where it's like, it's not a big theatrical movie. It's just, a TV movie for all intents and purposes. It's a TV movie. And it's one of those things where it's like, this is Will Smith from TV.
Yeah.
So it's like Will Smith coming back to TV. It's like,
it's kind of cool.
It's kind of like a cool thing. Yeah.
So, all right. Kingsman, The Golden Circle, the Red Band trailer came out.
I don't remember if I watched the Red Band trailer.
It was the where he cuts him in half with the lasso.
I did not see that one.
You did not see that
one? No, I didn't.
So it's Pablo Pada, whatever, whatever, from Game of Thrones, Red Viper.
Yeah.
He catches him with the lasso and then pulls on it and it like electrifies and cuts the dude in half. Huh. It's pretty awesome. We definitely
Looks fun. I mean,
yeah, it does. And I love the first movie.
That's what it was like. You know, it's just that Matthew Vaughn just having fun and going crazy. And it's like, you know, I mean, Jeff Bridges is in it and Channing Tatum. And I'm like, okay, nobody's taking themselves seriously in these movies. So except the British are written more seriously, but you know,
what's his name? Harry, the actor.
Totally forget.
The guy Angel likes. Not Winston Churchill, but the other
Colin Firth.
Thank you, Colin Firth. Colin Firth seems to be having a blast. Colin Firth.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he seems to be having a good time. And, So it.
I'm glad
more
to see him back. So,
yeah, there's more him. I like the first one. The Secret Service is a great comic. So, you know, this just makes sense that they have the right director.
Yeah. Oh,
you
know,
Matthew Vaughn is great. That's why X-Men First Class is such a good movie.
Yeah.
All right. Ready Player One. I'm more excited for this than
you read the book.
I've read the book a couple times.
For me, it's the thing where I was like, oh, this is Tron and this is, you know, pretty much anything where you put yourself into a game.
So the book covers the entire gamut of popular culture.
Right.
Like, there's Qbert and E.T.
Well, I mean, the trailer does.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You see the Iron Giant. Yep. You see Freddy Krueger. You see the DeLorean. Yep. I'm sure there
Leonardo was
enough that I missed.
So anyway, so the thing about this is it's a virtual reality world that they go into. And
yeah, I mean, the trailer pretty much lays it out for you that they are living in, like, you know, ghettos pretty much.
And so, no, not everybody.
Well, right.
So,
well,
but
no,
so what happens is, like, people work in the Oasis. So think Second Life. Remember Second Life?
Yeah.
So it's like that, but like to the nth degree.
Right.
And what's going on here is the guy who created the Oasis dies.
Okay.
And he says, you know, I don't have any children. I'm not married. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I've left 3 Easter eggs within the game.
Okay.
Whoever can find them and go through
the
door.
So that makes sense of what it looks like a competition is happening. And it's like, it just looks like Mad Max in Tron. That's pretty much what it...
And so there's a company...
I mean, I wasn't belittling the movie. Like, I made that comment to you. I wasn't belittling the movie because I'm like, this looks cool. And I'm like, you know, but you're really like, this is not something that I will see in 3D for sure.
Oh, no.
Because, like, just the action in that trailer, I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, this is going to be crazy.
And yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And so for this competition, there's the gamers.
Right.
Right. Who are like, they're trying to get to it. And then there's this big corporation that's trying to get to it because they want to
ruin it.
That's
where you see all the people running into the
into the big
ports.
Cars and stuff like that. And Mad Max's car was one of those cars.
Yeah.
The A-Team truck was in there. Yeah. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
I love watching.
Anything that's Warner Brothers is going to be in this movie.
Well,
because Warner Brothers is one of the companies producing it, right?
Correct. But like Star Wars is like huge in this, so like I'm curious if Disney's
I'm
gonna
willing
let them
to bet
do
that
it.
It's not.
But Steven Spielberg is
we'll see the General Lee.
Is throughout the book. Like,
right.
You know, he's like the Lord and Savior of this universe. But no, I was pumped. I think Ty Sheridan is the perfect
Right, yeah.
But yeah. All right, The Shape of Water.
Looks really interesting.
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's either going to be really good or really weird.
Yeah.
And really weird in a good way, I think. And I'm glad
they didn't show too much of the creature. Yeah.
I'm like, that, you know, it was smart that they left that for the movie.
I thought for a second we were getting an Abe Sapien spinoff movie.
Yeah, it did look like that for a minute. Yeah,
But no.
But it just looks interesting, and Michael Shannon is in it. So I'm like, hey,
cool. I like Michael Shannon.
Yeah,
I like him. All right, and the last movie trailer, and there were a bunch of them, but we're
focusing on some of the bigger ones.
The things that we like too.
Yeah.
Pacific Rim Uprising.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Join the fight.
His Stacker Pentecost.
It's supposed to be his like son.
It's his son. Yeah. So his accent was perfect.
Yeah.
But no, it looked great. It was just a propaganda video. The movie doesn't come out till next year.
Right.
It's Stephen S. DeKnight, which he did Spartacus. And,
right.
You know, he learned his mistakes from crappy CGI in the first four episodes of Spartacus.
Well, it's got a solid cast.
It does.
I think the effects people are all the effects people from the first one. Yeah. So, you know.
I did like how the Jaegers were more streamlined.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be like, 10 years later or something?
Yeah, so I imagine they got whatever funding they wanted when they saved the world.
Well, sure.
And they're like, well, there's still this breach. We got to be ready.
Well, and it's Stryker. It's not Stryker Eureka anymore.
No?
No, it's got a different name now.
Gypsy Danger.
Gypsy Danger has a different name now.
Gypsy Danger.
Yeah.
Anyway, nice.
So, all right, it's the Gypsy Danger.
Yeah.
Like Buck,
yeah.
But they've improved it and given it a different name.
Cool.
At the end of the trailer, they actually show its name.
Yeah,
in it,
yeah, it's so there. It's kind of small. All right, TV shows. The Defenders. We talked about that a little bit with David.
I didn't watch the trailer for Voltron. I totally missed that one.
I can pull it up.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about it in a few weeks.
It's coming back in a few weeks.
A week from Friday.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't even need to watch a trailer.
If you're listening to this on Friday, next week is Voltron season 3.
Yeah.
Which we'll obviously talk about that.
Yeah,
because,
cool.
You know. Yeah, The Defenders, it was great.
Yeah, it looks good.
I'm excited. We heard David talk about that. I don't think we need
to. Well, it was cool to see like Elektra back. And, you know, finally the questions are going to get answered that they've been setting up. It's kind of like it's taken 10 years to get everything set up for Avengers Infinity War. Yeah. It only took
three years for the TV show, not even five years
for the TV series to do it.
All right, The Walking Dead trailer. I watched it. The whole Jeffrey Dean Morgan monologuing thing, I'm so over.
Well, and that was only at the beginning, right?
Do you have your poopy pants on?
Yeah, your poopy pants.
Obviously,
right.
But do you have your poopy pants on? Because you need to put your poopy pants on, because what I'm going to do to you, you should have poopy pants on.
Well, no, it's like, what's going on outside of them. They're, like, trapped.
And
no,
he's
the only thing
to the
that
priest
like,
who, yeah.
Gabriel. Well, and I think the priest scares him because, well, you didn't watch any of the season.
Yeah.
When Father Gabriel walks up on him when he's touring Alexandria, and Father Gabriel, he literally jumps, like he scares him.
Hmm.
And then he's like, "Where the hell did you come from?" kind of thing. And and it's like one of those things where I think because he's a man of God, it might scare.
Okay. Yeah. And it looks
the
like.
The ending is where I was like. Are they?
They're just going to make the time jump they made in the
comics.
Are
they jumping ahead and that's what it is?
They want to get to the Whispers so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, because the Whispers, they can run that for 16 episodes with the Whispers and, you know, get away with it.
Sure.
They can't carry out a war for 16 episodes.
Right.
The war will be.
Well, and the war in the book wasn't that long. So.
No, and because it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But
the war, I mean, the war.
It'll be the whole first half of the season.
It'll be the whole first half of the season. And then I think, you know, we'll get probably the end of that. And that last couple episodes will be the jump ahead.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Who knows? All right. Stranger Things season 2.
That looks awesome.
Is Will the bad guy?
No, he's just the the junction point, I would say.
He's the MacGuffin.
Yeah.
This time
out. Yeah, you say he's the MacGuffin. He was the MacGuffin last season, too.
11 was kind of the MacGuffin, too. But
that was kind of cool, too. Like,
watching her like reach through the thing.
Well, I mean, you know, spoilers if you haven't watched the show, but, you know, don't listen if you haven't watched the show, but she dies.
She didn't die.
She died. She died.
Did it kill her?
I mean, it looked like they both died.
I don't know.
And that, so I'm like, you know, because the...
Well, we know she didn't die because he put the Eggos in the thing and she grabbed them.
They didn't... What?
Yeah, at the end, the sheriff put the Eggos out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. But this
it's like the very last scene of the
this
whole
This was just
first
a very well-produced trailer with the Thriller song and all that.
Yeah, I was going to say that the Thriller song is what made it. And, you know, you obviously, you like the show as a whole much more than I did. I love the last two, three episodes.
Right.
Which is what really turned it around for me, and it's why I'm not like, oh, God, season two.
Yeah.
But I'm also of the opinion that they could have just stopped where they were, and it would have been fine. But
I don't know if this goes beyond the second season.
The Duffer brothers had an interview, which I did not read, where they were talking about the future of the show. So,
I think if there's a future of this show, it should jump ahead to when their kids are older. Like,
and their kids?
And their kids like have something happen. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, something along that. Where, like for instance, if they ever said, we're going to do E.T. again.
Yeah.
There was a sequel to E.T. There was a book written sequel called The Book of the Green Planet. If you do a sequel to E.T., you use that book, but you jump ahead and make Elliot the dad.
Yeah.
And then, you know, progress from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this point, I mean, Henry Thomas is 46, 47 years old.
Yeah.
And it's like, that would totally make sense to just do something, jump ahead.
Yeah.
It works for some things. For Stranger Things, I don't know where they're going, but I'm like...
I had kind of wished they would have gone the anthology route.
Like, done a different story altogether.
Right. Where, like, you could have had 11 show back up. Like, she could have been the crossover the junction point.
Right.
And then you could have the kids maybe show up at the end to help save the day.
Right.
But I really wish they would have gone that way.
Well, I'm curious.
Just
like,
because I hated all the adult characters.
If they're going to do, another parallel world.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to still be that parallel world that they dealt with before with the Demogorgon.
Yeah.
Or if the creature that we see in this trailer
is
from a different parallel world. And, like, you know, Will is the junction point between parallel worlds.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Eleven's the hero.
Yeah.
But Will would be the, you know, the MacGuffin. He's the juncture.
Yeah.
And I mean, that would make it kind of a cool thing, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The Gifted, we kind of talked about that with David.
I'm only looking forward to this because one of my favorite X-Men is in it, Blink.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like,
when they
showed Blink, I was like, oh, I'm like, Blink's in this. It's like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm very protective of the X-Men.
Amy Acker, too. I like Amy Acker.
I like Amy Acker, but I really don't like Vampire Bill.
Yeah.
So okay.
He's not Vampire Bill in this.
Yeah, but we'll see.
I just think it's interesting that he's married to an X-Men and now he's in an X-Men thing.
Hunting X-Men.
Yeah.
Who's his kids are X-Men.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. And then finally, Voltron, Legendary Defender.
We've talked about this already to the point where it's like, you know, I didn't see the trailer, but I'm like, you know, we've already talked about it at the end of the second season. And beyond that, where is it going to go?
So this trailer is one.
Did they show Vehicle Voltron?
No.
It has to show up at some point.
This trailer is beautiful, right?
Well, sure.
It has this amazing, beautiful song going with
it.
Okay. The art is amazing. And the whole point is we have to figure out what we're going to do with the Black Lion.
Well, right.
Because we have to come to grips that Shiro's gone.
Right.
And, you know, it's obviously going to be the search for Shiro. But the coolest thing about this trailer.
Shiro's on Genesis. He's on Genesis.
But he's a little kid.
Ooh.
But the coolest thing about this trailer, too, is the very end. Because the Black Lion is just kind of slumped over.
Well, right? Sure, yeah.
And they're outside looking at it, and then it just sits up all of a sudden and powers on.
Hmm.
And there's nobody in there. You see Lotor.
Oh, yeah.
Which he looks great. The animation for him is so awesome. And they're so true to the original design of that character.
So they're going to do figures. They're doing another wave of Voltron stuff. And they're doing figures.
Good.
And it's like, I'm really looking forward to see what they do with, what's his name? The king?
Lotor. No, not Lotor. Zarkon.
Zarkon, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing how that figure looks.
Yeah.
Because I like that look of that character compared to... The original Voltron Zarkon.
It's very like Atrocitus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. So kind of atrocitous in that. And I mean, it's just this has been an interesting series because it's entertaining on the level that I could see kids watching it.
Oh, your kid watches it. She loves it. Yeah. I mean, she comes in here and she tries to steal these lions constantly.
Yeah. Damn, you're going to have to buy her a set.
I know, for Christmas.
They have a set. So. They have it as a set.
I know.
So
I'm seeing it. I want the metal set and I'll give her the plastic ones.
You didn't go to San Diego. Oh, sorry. So.
All right.
Is that pretty much it then?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Lots of good stuff.
I know thanks. I watched something else, but I can't remember what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, David, for coming on. We appreciate
this,
it.
This weekend's been a lot of information overload.
We still have one more episode to record today.
Well, yeah.
So, all right.
But I mean, between Ohio Toy and Comic Show, which will be our August 7th episode.
Yep.
Listen to that. Lots of interviews. And the craziness that happened at Ohio Toy Comic Show, and then keeping up with what was going on in San Diego.
Right.
And then trying to get some of the San Diego stuff and not succeeding. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, kind of just a weird weekend.
It was. So, and so the next couple weeks are pre-aired or pre-recorded, like really, really pre-recorded. We'll be back, but it's all fun stuff. And the Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. This show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Those amazing banners that go with our show notes, those are designed by Johnny, and the show is mixed and engineered by me. Our intro music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and find out what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and what we're looking for is help to grow the show to keep bringing you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.